time to check in with the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness. Steve, good morning. Let's start by talking about scammers targeting returning college students, and this can be a very costly fraud for people. Tell us about it.
It can be, Bob. Thank you so much for having me today. Yeah, the scammers are taking opportunity to steal some information and money from college students who are really, you know, returning to school. One of the tactics that we're seeing at the Better Business Bureau scam tracker is fake credit card offers. So they're enticing these students to click on this link and these great deals. But however, Rob, as you think about it, if they're applying for a credit card, that's all the sensitive information they need to steal your identity. So be very careful on those offers. And we ask you not to click links unless you know who you're supposed to be receiving them. Check with the company itself. Make sure it's coming from them. And the second one that's really seeing a lot of, Bob, is phishing emails to college students saying they happen to be from their college financial department. You know, click here. It looks like it's coming from your school, but it's actually not. And they're asking you to provide the login information and password. If the school, they should already have that information. So be very careful, because when you click on a link, you can download malware onto your devices as well.
Tell us about this scam alert the Better Business Bureau has posted about Bed Bath & Beyond and an online sale.
Yeah, you know, they recently were taken over by Overstock.com with, you know, a BBB accredited businesses. However, there's still some scammers out there trying to say that they're, you know, still closing their doors and going out of business. And we have these deals for you on the social media sites. They're using it in text messages, but it's a fake website. So if you think you're dealing, with Bed Bath & Beyond or a new company, Overstock.com, make sure it's that website directly, not a scammer, because they're kind of making it look like through different URLs that they're still going out of business and these great offers are available, but the company has already been taken over by Overstock. So those offers are fake. So make sure you're dealing with the correct company when you're looking at the URL.
Have you heard about people getting an email, usually it's an email, that supposedly is from your cable company, and they want you to schedule a free technician visit because of a potential problem with your internet? Have you heard anything about this?
Yes, Bob, we do get those types of complaints at the Better Business Bureau, and usually the email address doesn't look like it's coming from the company, the cable company itself, directly. We always say don't believe a link or an email that comes unsolicited. Just call the company itself directly. If it's your cable provider, call them up and let them know, did you send this email out? Because it makes it look like that something's wrong with your system, Bob, or that they have to do some checking on it. And they want you to click on these links, and then when you click on the links, like we talk about all the time, it's a big problem, not only in Northern Illinois, but all across the U.S., and they put these fake links out there, and they try to grab information or even hold your computer hostage, and it works. As you know, remember about 5-6 years ago, Bob, that police station had to pay the ransomware on a scammer who held up their computer's files, their police files. So you got to be careful on those links, ladies and gentlemen. Please, if it comes unsolicited, do the research, call the company itself before clicking on them.
And before we let you go, Steve, let's talk a little bit about businesses that are doing the right thing. And this is a nice thing you folks are doing. Tell us about the Torch Awards, and people can actually nominate companies that care about ethics, right?
Yes, Bob, it truly is our 27th annual Torch Awards, and really the Torch Awards for the Better Business Bureau is our highest honor that we bestow on companies. It really, you know, we want companies that are consistently demonstrate on the highest ethical standards towards, you know, customers and their employees and communicating in which business they do operate the best in. So everybody knows great businesses, Bob. We want them to nominate their best business that they know of, and even companies can nominate their own business. Again, it's our 27th annual Torch Award. The nomination process is open now at bbb.org/Chicago Buzz. And you'll have till Friday on October 6th at 5 p.m. to nominate a company or nominate your own company for the Better Business Bureau Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. We give about 10 awards away a year, Bob, depending on the size of the company, from 1 to 9 employees all the way up to 1,500 or more. And we have new businesses. We have a Firestarter Award if you've been in business 1 to 3 years, or minority-owned business, or women-owned business as well. It's a great award to receive, Bob, because we always talk about the bad businesses out there, but there are a lot of great businesses, as you know, Bob.
Nice. BBB.org/ChicagoBuzz, right?
Correct, Bob.
Steve Burness, talk to you next week. Thank you.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
You too.